Another year, another bug.
Another what?
It's a weird opener.
Take the start.
Is that a question?
No.
Here's a question. How things going so far this offseason?
It's going well. I think everybody's ready to get back here, ready to get a jump on things. And it's just trying to get better at something every day.
How much different is it this time around, everybody having a familiarity with Coach Sims?
I think it's just as far as going over plays and meeting. Everybody already knows kind of the verbiage and knows how Coach Zim, you know, what he means when he says certain things. So I think it gives us, you know, we're starting at a more advanced place than we did last year.
How long did that process take last year before you figured you had it down?
I still wouldn't say that we have it down. It takes a little while. I don't know how long, just a certain amount of time to get used to how, kind of the words that coaches use to describe things and for you to speak like they speak. And so when they say something, you know, it's kind of the way that they describe your alignment or your assignment on the play, then that just kind of triggers what you do.
How does that impact the evolution of your goals from 1 year to the next?
I think just naturally, as a competitor, you want to get better every year. And then having consistency is just something that helps that.
What did you do from December to now?
Just a lot of working out. Took a little time off on the body after the season. And just a lot of working out. I was back in Tennessee, so catching up with my family.
What do you like about Terrence Newman's game, and what do you think he brings to the secondary?
Yeah, we got to watch a lot of film on him last year, you know, being with the Bengals under Coach Zim, and before that with the Cowboys. But he's you can tell that he knows the game, just the way that he plays, the way that he kind of sets himself up to make plays. And he's just a competitor, and you can see that on film. So we're really excited to have him around. Have a guy with as much experience, as much playmaking ability as he's had. It's going to be big for us.
Everson Griffin, if you need him,
thanks.
To the right.
Appreciate it.
What are your thoughts on potential 50-year option?
I don't really think about that stuff. I just show up and kind of control what I control. So just let my agent handle that and let the guys upstairs handle that.
Seems like a no-brainer. Have they said anything to you about that?
I really haven't had any discussions. I'm just showing up to work, just trying to get better. That's it. Yeah.
And how about having Jack Greenwood back? I mean, he said it was never in doubt, but some people thought maybe it wasn't. But just having him back.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't think you'd find a guy in the building that doesn't want him back. He's a heck of a player, heck of a role model and example for everybody in the building.
And with the draft coming up, what was your draft day waiting to hear your name called? Was that something you were happy about? Was it aggravating? Was it nerve-wracking?
I was kind of lucky because I wasn't even expecting to go as high as I did. So usually you kind of hear the guys slipping down the draft.
Right.
I was kind of the reverse of that, so I lucked out. I had an easy draft day.
Do you read the projections about who the Vikings might take and how much attention do you pay?
I mean, I just see some of it every now and then. I can't really pay attention to much of it. It's just the draft is so crazy and chaotic that anything can happen. I definitely keep up once it starts and watch the draft and see who we take. But everything leading up to it, I don't know.
Is there any player you secretly root for you hope to get?
I'm always looking to get a Notre Dame guy. I don't know who's out there this year, but that's just from a personal standpoint. Yeah.
You know, when you were going through the process, was when you would read things that, you know, his pros, his cons,
mm-hmm.
When you would see those, would you like, oh, come on, man, you got your head up your ass? Like, you know.
About myself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I still have stuff saved in my phone from like, you know, people who wrote stuff about me back then. Not that I'm going to do anything with it. I just like to look at it.
You're not going to throw it back in their face?
Nah, probably not.
But you have it if you need it.
I'll take the high road. But
for now.
I like to have it as motivation.
Did you ever get a chance to talk with Rod Woodson at all?
We're still trying to get together, but we've talked a little bit. But I haven't had I haven't been able to pick his brain like I want to. Yeah, not yet.
Plan on doing that this summer?
Yeah, definitely. He's kind of like we were talking about Terrence, mm-hmm. having all that experience. Rod, especially playing the safety position, Coach Zim said he's one of the best, if not the best, that he's ever been around. So I just want to kind of take what I can from him.
How often do you go back and look at these comments that you were talking about? And when do you drag them out?
Every now and then, just, you know, if I'm bored or if, I don't know, if I'm having, maybe I have a bad game, I kind of like to read the bad stuff more than the good stuff.
Is there one or two of them that are really bad?
There's a few. And then, I'm not going to get into it, but I just like to have it as motivation. That's just a personal choice.
Would you say your speed wasn't good?
My what?
Your speed?
Not really.
Tighten the hips.
Standard stuff. It's pretty typical. So, yeah, just keep it around.
What's it like to track Rick's moves?
Oh, he's always making moves, especially trading back into the first round. So, I think he's probably the most exciting GM to watch on draft day.
Kind of like Rain Man.
I'm not gonna get into details, but I like watching.
So, were you kick back almost like a fan when you watch the draft this week, or?
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much all we can do. So, yeah, it's always fun to watch, know what those guys are going through.
Do you ever like to be a GM?
I don't know. There's a lot of pressure up there. Definitely appreciate what those guys do. Everything that goes on and thinking about your whole roster and everything.
You ever just draft Notre Dame guys, though, right?
Yeah. There wouldn't be a lot of diversity as far as schools go.
When you're watching the draft, do you ever do any mental gymnastics and kind of role-play a GM that you might do?
No, because every time I have, it would have ended poorly. Good.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Appreciate it, Greg.